coming up on Beef Boys.
That it would be way more nasty if they didn't mix with the like really liquidy coffee.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
I also feel like sugar-free vanilla syrup would be positively terrible.
Yeah, no, throw that in there for sure.
No, but here's the thing. If there's no foam, they're just going to be floating in coffee.
And then we go like this. But if you were to
welcome to the Elon podcast for the 50th time. Him and Mark Zuckerberg are fighting.
I hope someone.
Yeah, it is one of those things where I'm excited to see either one of them get their face pummeled, honestly. It'd be really funny.
You got to realize how bad you are to have everyone on Team Zuckerberg, because I feel like he was pretty much public enemy number one. It still kind of is.
I mean, Zuckerberg has one of the longest running "this guy isn't real" memes attached to him. I don't know if there's any, like, there's a lot of people that have been said, this guy's a alien. He is not human. But Zuckerberg has had that locked down since, like, the early 2000s.
Yeah.
I mean, ironically, like, this whole thing with having to fight Elon is probably the most relatable he's ever been. Just because of, like, it seems like he has a real genuine passion for MMA, and that comes through in, like, the way he's been talking, where he's like,
it's the most human emotion he's ever felt.
Yeah, just like passion for a sport.
Yeah.
It's like, and also wanting to fight Elon.
So this is what it feels like.
So yeah, I guess what's the lore here? What's the backstory? I think Zuckerberg's been doing MMA stuff, I guess, for fitness.
He's doing
reasons.
What billionaires should be doing. Well, aside from like buying a lot of property in Hawaii and being a piece of the MMA thing though, like, dude, if I think I was talking to James about this, or maybe it was Jared. It was someone. It was a J name. I was talking to a J. Like, if I had that much money, I'm just gonna be doing dumb shit, like learning how to fight. Why? Like, why wouldn't you?
I'd just be building the craziest D&D setups you've ever seen.
I'd be building a go kart.
I'd be extending my nipples and finding new ways to get my nipples even longer until I have the longest nipples.
I would finally figure out a way to grow a penis.
Wait, what?
A second penis. Or maybe a third
out of
one.
My belly button.
Honestly, if I had like fucking wacky money like that, I feel like funny body modifications would be pretty cool. Like a second cock.
But not on me.
On other people.
Just
grab
people.
Someone off the street.
Yeah, like just like a Vietnamese child of steel.
I'm gonna give you three balls. Come here, fucker, get in my car.
I'll give you $50. And a free ball.
I'm gonna cut your dick off and put it on your head.
Well, anyway.
I went to the Doplex complex and all I got was a third ball.
And a dick on my head.
I'd buy like a property, like a really large like estate where like you'd think you'd build like this massive like three or four story like mansion, and I'd just have it be one story, but really, really, really big.
Yeah. A big
fucking
box.
Walmart.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just like a fucking service station.
You know, actually there is a billionaire who did do that. That is just a big square on an island, you know, nice blue and white stripes, nice big dome on top. I think he housed like a troubled youth there or something.
Troubled youth, yeah, he was running a charity program for kids.
He was also he was a big financer.
Like a make-a-wish, they got to meet famous people.
Yeah, they're right.
Bill Clinton. Anyway,
I've always wanted to meet Matt Groening, who created The Simpsons.
I've always wanted to rub his feet.
Boy, do I have an opportunity for you.
I've always wanted to meet Bill Gates.
Bill Clinton's just walking around like Indonesia and he just overhears that on the street and his ears perk up.
I gotta get on a plane. I gotta go see my buddy.
Like the hitman sense. Just turns out he can see a glowing thing through a wall and just start
he starts running over the water.
So Zuckerberg wants to kill himself. No, Zuckerberg wants to fight someone.
Zuckerberg did kill himself.
Yeah, he's been replaced with a skin suit. But he's been doing MMA, and apparently he's not actually that bad at it. Like, I mean, he I don't know. He probably hasn't been doing it his whole life, so I guess you can only get so good at it when you start a sport at like age 40 or something. Yeah. But he's like won some tournament that he probably paid the other guy to lose at.
Yeah.
But either way, he did win something, and he does seem pretty into it. And then Elon, I guess, accepted to fight him because he thought it would be epic in Reddit. Well, no, that's the thing. His response to it has been very Reddit. I know I've said that like three times, but there's a lot of soy things. His whole existence is soy, but like it's especially prevalent in this.
I'm doing this
like,
for the updates.
We're going to fight. I've been in touch with the Italian Culture Commission, and they're going to host this in a really epic place. So like in his mind, he wants to do
fighting.
It. Like, he obviously has it in his mind. Like, oh, we're going to fight in like some Colosseum or some like amphitheater.
We're
going to
fight on
shit.
Final Destination. Smash.
Yeah. And, well, I mean, that is kind of his thinking, right? Yeah. Like, he wants to do some fucking lame shit like that. And then Zuckerberg, meanwhile, which again, you really have to be trying hard to make Zuckerberg look normal.
That is true.
Zuckerberg's like I want to do this in like a real stadium. I want to get like proper announcers. I want like to represent the sport accurately.
Yeah.
Just like, what the fuck?
Elon's I want to fight you on top of Metal Gear Ray.
No, yeah, literally. But the latest, and I think Zuckerberg's pretty much just been like, okay, well, Elon's not taking this seriously. He's just being a big fucking idiot about it. So if he wants to man up, he's welcome to. Until then, I'm just gonna go.
Yeah,
and, you know,
I'm moving on.
Yeah.
But then Elon today was like, I think he like asked Zuckerberg, he's like, oh, would you like a practice bout in your backyard? Because I think he realized he was going to get his ass beat, and he's like, I need to see how
the
skill level is like.
Yeah.
Much like everything else the guy has done, he just, you know, said some shit and then was like, oh, fuck, people expect me to actually do this.
I mean, hey, shout out to Zuckerberg, though. I've done exactly 2 MMA classes, and this shit's fucking hard.
Yeah.
By MMA, I mean, I did a boxing and a Muay Thai.
Yeah.
And it was also gay sex, but that's it. That's, for me, that's very easy.
That comes naturally.
that shit's crazy, though, man. The fucking stamina you need for that is, like, unreal.
Dude, I feel like I would pass out.
That was the other funny thing, right? They say it's, like, beginner classes, and so I was like, oh, they're going to be really starting 101, but I guess, like, you can't have a 101, like, the first class every week, otherwise, you know. So, like, I guess it was for people at the lower end, but everyone was, like, still pretty jacked and, like, knew what they were doing.
Yeah.
And it's probably come for, like, 10 sessions already, and then it was just my dumb ass, like, trying to keep up with everything and failing.
They're just hugging them. I thought this was hugging class.
I spent $300 on 10 lessons, which I've gone to one of.
Hey, money well spent, because you got to touch some guys, am I right?
That was my experience at a gay orgy.
Yo!
You also spent $300. Couldn't get anywhere. Yeah, spent $300. Only
breath,
went
my arms were tired.
Yeah, I was still really inexperienced. Yeah.
Did 60 push-ups.
You got ripped off if you spent $300 to go to a gay orgy. I feel like they just let you in for free.
They do.
Not when you look like this, buddy.
Hey,
on the
listen,
contrary, Monfrey.
The bear community, people love the bears. You know, true. They're big, burly gay guys.
People love the TV show The Bear, which I think is about gay sex as well. Actually.
I've actually
also about gay is. Sex.
I've actually been invited to an orgy before, and the funny thing is they literally had a flyer. Like, it was straight up a flyer.
They give you like a. It's a flyer.
It was straight up a flyer.
Like, did you get your Hogwarts letter in the mail?
a fucking
my
owl
Hogwarts, don't worry.
Yeah. No, this is what this is what I was wearing at the sex store, and like I literally got this flyer from it was a gay orgy. And it was like,
wasn't it like a Girl Scout fundraiser or something? Like, what was
no? So my coworker was like this really handsome gay dude, and him and his partner, they would go to orgies all
his
the time.
Dopeless.
Me and my partner. I mean, him and his partner.
Him
I mean,
and his partner. He would go to these like orgies all the time, and basically they were like they were just like at some like mansion. So like they would rent out a mansion and it was pretty much free to go. You just had to like,
that's a vibe.
You just had to bring that flyer. So I remember this guy came in,
ticket.
Handed him a flyer, then handed me one. And I was like, okay.
What did the flyer look like?
I remember it was like just a white piece of paper and it had like a picture of a door on it. And then it had like just the times to show up and like the address. You bring the flyer and you get to just like fuck a bunch of dudes.
Yeah, that's kind of creepy. I think I would have felt safer if there was just like penises all over it.
It's like cheaply Xeroxed and everything.
These guys are about it.
It's like one of those ones where you have to like pull a little invite off the bottom and it's just like all like a cut out cock and balls. You like pull off the
paper. You the dick.
Yeah, you like have to pull like your specific length so people know who is it.
I know. It was when they were making their own gym and they were making flyers to look like biceps, but they actually made it like cock and balls.
I don't remember that, but that's epic.
I got told about a monthly orgy that happens back in Wellington by this guy. It was like you like knock on this door that's like next to this fucking like Chinese place on like the second Tuesday
it's
of the
in
month
the Chinese place.
At 10 p.m. or whatever. Yeah, that's where they get the chow mein from.
It literally comes
with orgies and you have to go through like a Baldur's Gate side quest mission to like unlock the ability to get to the orgy.
Well, I mean, hey, if everyone knew about it, then you
that's
know.
True.
The MSG stands for manly semen gay.
And you have to say that three times in the mirror, and then the wall flips over and it lets you.
The wall flips around. Whoa!
This is amazing.
This is epic.
I can't remember where that was going. Well, anyway, somewhere in there, there's probably a story or a punchline. I'll let the comments figure that one out today. You guys can suss that.
Here, finish
the
stroke.
Punchline was
finish the stroke. What do you get when you cross? What do you get when you cross? Finish that.
And anyway, so actually, I had another idea. Doplex. Hey, everyone knows your famous story of how you met your now fiance.
I met your mother.
Where you like you said you'd just go and head on every
woman
girl
I saw
in EB Games,
in a
GameStop. Sorry, and eventually it worked out. How do you reckon
the numbers
your relationship
game, really.
Would be if it was the opposite and Sabrina came up to you at the sex store and was like. And gave you her number on a receipt. What do you reckon that vibe would have been?
Doublex
like?
Would have got scared and started like running away, barking like a scared. Like
it would be weird.
He
runs
up a wall.
Yeah, it would be very strange. I don't know.
Yeah.
Because like I think of like the first days Sabrina came to visit me when I was working there. This is like when we. I don't even think we were like officially dating at this point, but I remember she accidentally went to the strip club and like. Something happened because it's like her and her two
accidentally
friends.
End up at a strip
she's like
club.
A GTA and puts the marker in the wrong place and walks in.
It really was that.
How did I end up here?
Yeah. You can't stop the guy from walking in until you're like in the middle. Like, oh, there's boobs everywhere.
What the deuce?
Would your decision to go, like, if she had asked you this, and let's say Sabrina was buying something, would your answer have changed depending on how big the thing she
yes
got?
Yeah, if she was buying the fucking Assmaster 3000
like a 40 pound dildo on the table.
Hey,
can't
help but notice you're kind of cute.
She walks it over, drops it on the thing, and just goes fucking hitting me in the head. Yeah, that would definitely change my answer.
I now have to know. I'm so curious about what kind of Riz Doplex had back in the day where he was like, hey, baby, I hope you don't mind. I know you're like, I'm the 10th ghost hit on you at this GameStop today.
But I'm also
I work
a gamer.
A sex store. Let's hang
out. Wait, hold on.
Yeah,
did she work at GameStop or did you work at GameStop?
She worked at GameStop. So she worked
And then what
first.
Happened? You wrote like, will you love me, yes or no, on a post-it?
It was on the back of a receipt.
You said, will you be my gaming wife?
Yeah. Pass it to my friend and he'll pass it to me in gym.
So it's actually, it's a lot more complicated than that. Pretty much, I don't know.
There's a lot of moving parts.
There honestly are a lot of moving parts.
So basically,
I
made
know
sure that at 10 o'clock on a Friday, she got in a car crash, but I was there to save the day because I had prepared.
Give a CPR.
I brought a first.
See,
I
was
a first
trying to go to
morning.
This place. I was trying to go something? To this place next to the Panda Express at 10 p.m. on a Tuesday, and somehow I ended up at a
GameStop.
But
it turns out it was a strip club. I was there by accident.
And then I bought the Assmaster. No, it was like a lot of. I remember. God, I don't even know if people really care about this, but I pretty much it started off. I was dating this chick, and Sabrina worked at this GameStop in a completely different city, right? And I happened to be Ohio. In that city with my girlfriend at the time, and I walked in. I was like, "Yo, this chick's kind of cute." And I looked at my girlfriend. I was like, "You're not as cute as her. I don't want you anymore." And then,
you hit her with the Andy. I don't want to play with you anymore.
Yeah. It literally was that.
Don't make Stiles' old girlfriend to wait at camp.
Yeah. And then, takes all her inventory off, like the Victoria's Secret bras he bought her.
Can I give her that money?
And the ring and the net earrings. Like, I need to, hold on, I need to.
Her enchanted chess piece you gave her. Yeah. Can I get that back?
Wait, so you literally walked into a GameStop and then broke up with your girlfriend on the spot?
No, so it was kind of just like by chance, because I remember like, I saw her, I was like, yo, dude, she's fucking this hot ass fucking goth Latina. I'm going to fucking make a move, but I didn't obviously because I was dating a woman, and so then we just broke up for like
you ugly whore.
We broke up for a completely unrelated reason, and then when I went back to my city, England,
beating off to another girl,
beating off to
whose name I won't name.
And then when I went back to my city, Sabrina had transferred GameStops and happened to be at that one, which is in a completely different city.
Fuck, that's
so
crazy.
I was like, yo, okay, so this is fake. Yeah, I was like, there's some fucking
some James White shit.
Yeah, I was like, there's some fucking universe at work here.
Fate.
Yeah, so then I would call her store to see if she was working. And like I would call every day, and then and if she didn't answer, I would hang up. Yeah, and then on
if she answered, you would hang up, or if someone else answered, you would hang up.
If someone else answered, I would hang up.
Okay.
So it was like 3 days, and then on the third day she answered, and then I hung up.
Like Jesus.
Yeah, and then I just drove there. I was like, and then I fucking went out there and I bought some stuff.
You
and then
spinned.
I ran really fast. Like
he
Bill
was
Clinton
blowing
the
red
water.
Lights.
Yeah. So I'm interested. When did you tell her that specifically you would call and just like breathe into the phone until you knew it was her? And then once you ascertained that she was the one working there,
yeah,
you rushed over just to spend money just to see her. Like, did you tell her that like a week in? Or was that something where you're like, maybe I should wait for like 6 months?
She's finding out right now.
No, I did tell her. I think I told her like a couple years in. Like, oh, hey, by the way,
that would be a couple year thing.
Yeah, I was like, I was kind of stalker
it's
mode.
Very cute after a couple years, but after a week, right. It's like, oh, okay.
If it works out, it's cute.
That is cute because it worked out. So
right, yeah. And keep in mind, this is the first time I'd ever fucking done this for a woman. Because normally, it was always like, oh, it's like a
had bitches falling at my feet.
I mean, they would fucking beg for me. No, but
I would just put this weird cloth up to their face and they would collapse in front of me and I'd carry them away.
It was so easy just to like get them, you know. I would put them in my
trunk.
Put
them right into their trunk. They fold up nicely.
I didn't know women were so portable. But yeah, that was
like the GameCube.
You didn't have
that was the sort of res you had when you talked to Sabrina for the first time.
Yeah.
Did you know that women are portable like their GameCube if you knock them out?
Did you know if you fucking flex your back, a little handle will pop out?
So I can take you to my friend's house
and carry you around like a suitcase for multiplayer.
That'd be like a thing they did if they ever released a Hitman game on the GameCube, which they probably did, where they would have added in like a GameCube item that like Agent 47 could pick up and people.
That
like
would be a thing.
That was like a thing for a wee while. They always put the game console that the game was on in the games, but no one really does that anymore.
That is true.
Like every Pokemon game, your home has like whatever console you're playing on.
Yeah.
Usually, or like one of the other Nintendo consoles will be like, it's Nintendo Switch. What a fun game console.
Yeah. All right. Trying to convince Nintendo you to buy it even though you already have one. So it's like this is just really ineffective marketing.
I need to buy another
You're
one.
You're preaching to the choir, GameCube.
I've got two of them here.
You've already got me.
It is kind of funny. Why are they advertising like the fucking GameCube in a GameCube game? It's like, I see it. I'm holding it. I'm playing.
I don't think
like
it was advertising. I think it was more just pump. It was more just for the fucking pointing Leo meme.
Oh yeah,
like look, he's
I'm on
one
that.
Too.
That's what I'm. I have that.
I have what it does in the real world.
It's right here.
That was in there for ages, though. Like the obviously Tears of the Kingdom, Breath of the Wild just have a straight up Switch that's like uses,
the
but
Switch
but in Wind Waker, I'm pretty sure the Tingle Tuner, which you needed a Game Boy
Advance. Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
It was just that.
That's what I call my wiener.
That's what I call my...
Baby, I'm going to give you this Tingle Tuner.
I've never heard it. I don't even know what that is. I've never heard those two words combined like that before.
Tingle Tuner.
Babe, could you please tingle my fucking tuner?
Please.
That was this, the GameCube had, for some reason, they were like, hey, wouldn't it be cool if you could plug a Game Boy Advance into this to get really, like, arbitrary features in, like, six games?
Honestly,
and
some of that shit was pretty
cool.
I didn't know that was called a Tingle Tuner.
Well, I think that was that was specific to Wind Waker.
Because the way it worked in Wind Waker was you got this item from Tingle that, like, you used it, and then when you used it, that was when it was like, plug in your Game Boy Advance now, and then, like, whoever was playing your Game Boy Advance, I couldn't remember what they did. They could, like, spawn stuff, or they were, like, in a second map. It was really dumb.
Yeah,
me and my friends played it for hours like that.
Yeah, a lot of games, they did it where it was, like, I think, like, Animal Crossing. I remember in Animal Crossing, you can go to, like, the fucking island. On your Game Boy Advance.
Yeah, and that was the only way you could get the island.
Yeah, and
you
get, like, exclusive items there. And fucking, I think in Sonic Adventure 2, you could, like, transfer your fucking chows.
You could go fast.
You could go fast, extra fast. But I remember you could, like, transfer your chows into your fucking, I don't know if it was Sonic Advance or what the crossover was. But, like, there was, like, some pretty cool fucking uses for the Link cable.
Mm.
That shit was epic.
That was cool.
Yeah.
Well, they had that with the Dreamcast, too. Like,
the fucking VMU.
Cool little, yeah, the Dreamcast was straight up had like a portable console that came with it. Was it the memory card or something?
It was the memory card.
That was, it was so cool. You could, like, you'd be playing Sonic Adventure and you'd be like, I'm going to look after my chows. And then you'd go on your memory card and you'd pull it out. And then you just had like a little Tamagotchi.
Yeah.
You'd, like, take to school and keep playing with it. And then when
what
you got back home, you'd plug
That's
it back in.
Dude.
And then it would, like, you'd have this updated chow thing.
I was so jealous of kids who had Dreamcasts. Like, I never had one. I don't think I've ever actually seen one in real life, but, like, that's, like, my dream console to have, because I've
your Dreamcast.
Your dream,
that's my Dreamcast. Like, I want one just because I mean, obviously the novelty doesn't really mean anything nowadays, but, like, it's a pretty cool console.
My Dream console is a Dreamcast game about Dweem. And it's my Dweem because I like Dweemcast and Dweem.
This is a really big crush. That's what the mask is.
Yeah, it's a rhythm game. You have to, like, you have to throw your medication out, like, into a garbage can, like, in rhythm with the fucking song.
You have to catch the fucking doctor's notes to say you're not normal.
Yeah.
You have to chase children around.
Yeah, it's like Subway Surfers, but you're the cop. And the fucking kid is like a 4-year-old.
Yeah.
James linked some shit about Tommy Innit and Dream beefing like a week or two ago. That was the funniest shit.
They were beefing.
Well, Tommy Innit and Dream, like, hate each other now, apparently. Or, like, Dream has basically been ousted by all of the people he made famous.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Dude, Tommy Innit did this really fucking cringy sketch for, like, it was like a 4-minute sketch. Where he was reenacting
was so
a Discord conversation or something with him and Dream. And it's as bad as you can imagine. But also, everyone is just calling it funny because, like, all the fans think it's really funny. But I think they just side with him more. So to me, it was just this amalgamation of just, like, it's like when someone gets on stage now as a comedian and their whole bit is, like, vaccines. More like autism. It's like stand-up comedy. So, like, it was just
Larry,
like, that's kind of what it felt
guy
like.
With the 9/11,
yeah, like, that's what it, like, everyone calling that funny was just like a dissociative moment for me where I was just like, no, you just agree with it, but also this is objectively to anyone that sees it, like, the most painfully, uncomfortably cringy fucking. You're making a sketch about a Discord falling out, dude.
Yeah.
Like, that is not a possible scenario where that can be funny.
Yeah,
it's funny too because, like, Dream's American and Tommy and it's English, obviously, given that name. And he doesn't even attempt when he's, like, impersonating Dream. He doesn't even try and do an American accent.
I'm Dream. I'm not friends with you anymore. That's what the point of the mask is.
Okay,
that's what
literally,
the point of the fucking mask is.
Literally, he dead ass says lines like that, like, "Oh, I'm not friends with you anymore." And then he'll be Dream and he'll be like,
literally.
"Okay, mate. Well, like, it's literally."
Well, at least
it's unbelievable.
Well, at least Tommy.
It's so funny.
We have hot dog.
It's kind of
I wonder. I wonder what the T there is. Like, what separated these two lifelong friends?
I think they were having a mid-off. They're trying to decide who was fucking worse. No, I'm awful.
Face?
Probably. Yeah.
It's only been downhill since he revealed his face.
That is true, yeah. Do you think Tommy told him in private, like, oh, Dream, you're so fucking ugly, I can't look at you anymore.
You're fucking ugly, mate. Dream,
score, bloke.
Dream, you're cunt. Fucking grotesque, mate.
you're fucking
putrid.
You're atrocious to look at, mate.
You're going to have to do the whole fucking thing from a three-quarters angle.
They're saying you're looking like Shane Dawson, mate. I can't be saying with you.
When I heard your song, I said, Charles, turn that shit off.
Drugs, turn that shit off, Charles. Why did you pick Charles?
It was Charles.
Dream fell off big time ever since he revealed his face. Like, all his views of... I mean, he's still doing good, right? Like, they're all like a few mil per video, which is like, obviously super impressive. But when you're comparing it to like 40 mil a video...
I will say...
I think mostly I'm just glad I don't have to hear about it anymore.
Yeah, I was going
to
say...
I think he revealed his face at the end of his pop-off. Because like... Yeah. Every couple years, everything recycles and people fall off and fall on. And
that's
like
true.
People like him fall off from 50 million views, but still have 3 million view videos every day. So it's like, but to me, it was like, I think he was falling off and was like, well, this is my last big moment to like capture as many people as possible. Yeah. My face. And now he's just like riding, just being like a mid, like annoying fucking like.
Yeah.
I mean, he could come back theoretically. Like, obviously, there's
no, yeah, no,
YouTube,
yeah. It just depends
up,
on what the waves are.
Down.
Yeah,
no, that's true. Yeah,
what if
I can't think of? Yeah, he fell off. Fuck it. I can't stop thinking about that image of him at the basketball game. It's one of the goofiest fucking.
That
had me crying when we talked about it.
Shit offends me.
I was listening to an old beef the other day where James brought up he was selling like a flash drive with like baby photos.
Dude, I forgot about that.
Yeah, the Dream.
I saw something about that recently
drive.
On Twitter that was like clowning on that.
Wait, really?
And like, imagine if it like infested everyone with like fucking malware. Yeah, so funny.
Yeah.
Speaking of Subway,
weird, like,
I'm curious to know where you were transitioning to because it might have been the same place I was transitioning to.
Nah, I don't think it was.
What did we call this stupid segment? Food fuckers or something?
Abominable beef creations.
We're doing our ABCs.
This is personally one of my al favorite segmentes where we go on a website that lets you customize your food order and we create the worst one that we can think of. And then we put it to you, the donating public, to create it and we will reimburse you for its full purchase. The first person who does it, by the way, we're not doing this for more than one person because this shit gets expensive.
Yeah, it does.
I think currently our record is, how much was the pizza? The pizza was like $40 a beer.
I think it was 53. It was like 40s after a coupon he had.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. And that was one Domino's pizza.
Yeah.
To be fair, it was from California.
It wasn't coming from
California tax.
And we did go ham on those toppings, literally. America runs on Starbucks, as the slogan says.
It's true.
We're going to be making the tastiest beverage. So anyone who's waking up, you're a bit bleary, you listen to Beef Boys first thing in the morning to wake you up. This might be just the beverage you need to get up and
just go. Just the thing to get you up to work.
A nice cup of Joe.
Starbucks famously very easy to customize. We've already had a little brief, I had a brief look the other day. And you can really go to town on this bitch.
Just like their motto says, have it your way.
Well, that was, okay, real quick. While I was trying to find, like, a place to do this, I was like, oh, Burger King, have it your way. Literally a fucking slogan.
Yeah.
I get, like, in-store, you can just tweak whatever, I guess. But, like, on the website, literally the only options are, like, whatever's already in the burger.
Yeah.
So if you're,
and
like,
saying no to that.
Yeah, it's literally just, like, I don't want cheese or I want extra cheese. You can't be, like, can you add lettuce and, like, a fucking fish patty to this? Yeah. I don't let you do shit like that.
Have it your way within reason.
As long as it's convenient for us. So, James, would you like to take it away here? We have our first option.
Yeah, are we doing hot or cold? I feel like temperature-wise is going to drastically change anything we do to it. So I think we should decide temperature before we...
Personally, I think hot has the ability to be way more disgusting and making it cold would be stupid as fuck.
I agree.
Yeah, because cold, you can put it... That just becomes like a... No matter how much shit we put in it, it'll just be like a nice
it's just
cold towel.
Yeah.
But
a
hot drink, you can taste every fucking syrup.
That is true.
And it raises your body temperature, so you get like a little extra warm.
Yeah, and it kind of hurts you at the first sip because it's so hot.
Yeah. So he's actually extra hot.
Yeah.
And we might damage some Starbucks machinery in the process. Exactly. So I think we probably want to do like one of their stupid like Frappuccino ass fucking like whipped cream on tops. Like
yeah.
Dumb shits, right?
And we got to do a big one too. So we can fit a bunch
like a latte.
Flat white. Yeah.
Do you know flat white's minted in New Zealand?
Oh, really?
Really?
It's because there's nothing but flat whites there, right?
No, some of them are big.
A box. A couple of them are big.
You've got a couple big whites.
One of the mochas could be funny off rip.
You say maca?
What do you say?
Mocha.
A mocha.
Wait, do you really say maca in New Zealand?
Yeah.
That's fascinating.
Wait, do you have any words there where you use like a long O, like a O?
Like, give me an example.
Like, how do you say the Pope? Say Pope.
The pop. All hail his majesty. Oh, hell,
I'm not saying you don't. I just want to hear you say Pope.
The Pope.
Okay.
No, but just say like, hey, I'm going down to Melbourne to fucking see the Pope.
I'm going to Melbourne to see the Pope.
Okay.
Okay.
And I'm going to suck it. Dick.
Okay.
Oh,
the Pope is coming in my ass. Spread your holy seed, Father.
All right. What are we thinking here, team?
Well, what's the most disgustingable thing? Because personally, I feel like just fucking with black coffee will be more disgusting because it's more liquidy, it's less milk, there's less like if you start with a latte, it's like there's already like cream and frothiness and like caramel and like you almost want to
starting from black coffee. It's the base.
The pumps are so like gooey that it would be way more nasty if they didn't mix with the like really liquidy coffee.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's get one of these brewed ones. Which is the grossest looking one? Well, the dark roast. Get that strongest.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wait, should we make it decaf so it's like doesn't even do anything?
Yeah, let's go decaf. Yeah, go decaf. Here we go. You imagine we go decaf, but then we add a shot. It's like we're doing
we add espresso to it.
Yeah. We're gonna go venti, but you have to say extra large when you order it, or it doesn't count, and we don't pay you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, this isn't really where I am. You. I just put in a fake address because I wasn't gonna put in the one near me.
Yeah.
So if you're gonna go to available at NJTPAKE Thomas Edison Plaza, I won't be there. Idiot.
They go there, just like James. Dumbass. Where are you?
Where is he?
The right, man. Customized.
Where is he? Oh, this is it. This
all
is
right,
the business.
We're doing. I want to hit every single section they have.
I'm so excited.
We're hitting. All right. So, what's the worst syrup you can put in a decaf extra dark black coffee? Macadamia and peppermint to be on this list look by far the worst.
Yeah,
dude, peppermint in a black decaf coffee.
Yeah, peppermint
fucking
rough.
Foul.
Peppermint
sounds really nasty.
Oh wait, we can do a few. Let's do. Oh, you can
do they have strawberry?
You can just keep adding syrup.
Should we do all the syrups?
We'll call this a suicide.
Oh, hang on. We have to be strategic with it too, because we don't want someone to get up there and the Starbucks employee to just be like, no.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
So like,
you can order this online and
that
then show up with no shame.
That's true. They can't say no.
But I do feel that. Let's not make it incredibly agonizing for the employee because they already spend like 10 minutes on these fucking drinks.
Wait, actually,
what else would be awful in a black coffee?
So Starbucks, they have this new thing. It's literally
coffee.
Have you heard of it? They infuse coffee with olive oil, and I really want to know if they have that. Like to just put fucking olive oil in
it. Keep looking. I like macadamia. I like peppermint. I also feel like sugar-free vanilla syrup would be positively terrible.
Yeah,
their sugar-free vanilla syrup is really good. That's what I get.
Oh, okay.
It's actually really good.
Would hazelnut be gross in a black coffee?
No, I feel like hazelnut and like toffee nut, I feel like would be the most popping in like a really dark coffee.
You reckon? I reckon like a caramel or brown sugar. Well, let's go there. Let's,
20
peppermint syrup.
20.
24
pumping
for
Kobe. For a while.
And then one macadamia.
Will they do? Is this going to cost extra?
No, I think the pumps are
it
free.
It has to. There's no way the pump.
Are
to
you
a
sure?
Certain, like, they're going to look at the
no,
number
actually,
24
no,
and be
you're
like,
right, you're right.
We don't have that in stock.
What's the most five. We can put it where they'll actually do it?
I feel like 4 or 5, right?
Yeah,
that's
four or five,
like, that's excessive, but I will do that.
Yeah.
Six.
Yeah.
Okay, there. Six. Yeah, like six.
Well, yeah, six. Yeah.
And still just one of business. Macadamia, though.
Yeah, yeah, one and macadamia.
And for reference, I think a normal, like a coffee as is usually two pumps of whatever. So
okay.
Two pumps. It's basically tripled.
Two pumps.
Okay.
All right, add sauces. Let's go.
Oh, here we go. This is the
fun
part.
Fuck? Mocha sauce, new dark caramel sauce, white chocolate mint sauce, white chocolate mocha sauce.
Should we just make this bitch minty?
Yeah, let's make it minty.
This is this guy's toothpaste for the
morning. I didn't brush it.
Yeah, I was going to say, we got to start switching it here for things that like
counteract
with mint.
If they got any kind of citrus, some kind of orange, throw that bitch. Actually, I think it's a hot coffee. I was gonna say, because you can blend stuff in there.
It's an awfully hot coffee.
All these toppings are too good. I don't think we should.
No, but here's the thing. If there's no foam, they're just gonna be floating.
That's true. All right, what's the most disgusting one that could be in there? Wait, chocolate mint cookie sprinkles. Those would just like melt into goo, right?
If it's just cookies,
sprinkles.
I think the cookies.
It's specifically sprinkles.
Oh yeah.
Do they have the pistachio sprinkle on there?
Not in this option, but there's like a ton of other topping options, so it might be there.
Oh, we're getting there. Don't worry.
Yeah, someone put some nuts in this bitch.
I'd pick one of these sprinkles because the idea of like sprinkles melting into like just like into just like oil.
Yeah, let's do
the sprinkles.
Drizzle?
No drizzle.
Only caramel and mocha.
Oh yeah,
that
yeah.
No also drizzle. Keep in mind, as long as you don't add foam, all of this goes straight into the liquid.
It's just pool up in the bottom.
No foam. Of extra cinnamon powder.
Yeah. Add whipped cream.
No whipped cream.
This is gonna be as bitter as it can possibly be.
Now let's add a nice tea. Let's add a little chai note to this.
Oh, we can do that.
You can add chai.
Chai's like a spice tea kind of.
It tastes
exactly.
Yeah. It tastes like Christmas. That's like the best like way to describe it. The chai just tastes like Christmas.
Yeah.
Six pumps.
Six chai pumps.
Six pumps.
Oh man.
Vanilla bean powder.
We can line the cup
with caramel or mocha sauce.
Yes.
Wait, what does add room mean?
I guess if you want a little bit at the top.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, if we leave extra room, that will mean this is all even more
it's
condensed.
Super concentrated.
That's true.
Like even more concentrated.
Leave some room. Leave some room.
Extra room. Yeah.
But then let's add a line to the cup so there's like the rim of it still.
To me, caramel just means good. So is mocha like? Can mocha be like? What is mocha? Can that be bad?
Mocha is like chocolate and coffee.
Oh.
Yeah, I shouldn't have mind. I don't want that in there.
Caramel
and peppermint kind of don't go good with each other.
Doesn't go well together at all.
Actually, yeah, that sounds awful, dude.
Yeah, but also mocha can be kind of bitter, so it could kind of increase that bitter factor.
Yeah, but you're adding the chocolate flavor to peppermint, peppermint do actually, whether you like it or not, they do go together
for
people.
As bad as we make this, I'm still 50-50 that it'll taste like totally normal to like an everyday coffee drinker with a caffeine addiction and a burnt tongue.
Right. Yeah.
Well, that's the beauty is there's no caffeine in this.
Oh, true.
It's just black sludge.
This is just
caramel sauce. It's extra room.
Drinking crude oil and not evading your caffeine headache.
Yeah.
Should we add a dash of fucking coconut milk?
No.
Heavy cream.
No, we're not lighting this. But yeah, what are the options?
Yes.
Yeah, add some heavy cream.
No, heavy
we
cream is.
I feel like heavy cream might
people
be the
shit themselves.
Well, yeah, that's true.
Heavy cream is sweetened though, so it'll kind of just
make
this a normal drink. Yeah,
that's
soy
true.
Milk or coconut milk would be the only ones I would consider.
Our fans are probably used to soy milk, so maybe we should try some
coconut.
Can we do a splash?
Coconut pavement doesn't sound like it would be a vibe.
Yeah, can we do like a splash of coconut milk?
Ooh, I didn't mean to click that.
It's like the smallest little taste of the islands in.
Yeah.
I don't even think like thinking about coconut milk, it's like kind of watery, so I don't even think it would like mix into the coffee.
Yeah, it might separate
it's
actually.
It's literally just like trying to spring water onto like a hot pan. It's evaporating. It's not good.
Yeah.
All right.
Sweetener packets.
Let's give some honey on the side.
honey on the side? I don't think you can put it on the side. It's just packets.
Yeah, they're just packets.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah,
get a honey packet.
You just have to eat it. You just have to
put it in the drink. Yeah, you gotta fucking take a drink and then suck out
it's
of the packet.
It's a chaser.
Yeah, exactly. Put it on your hand like you do for tequila. Yeah.
No liquid sweetener.
Get that sweetener out of there.
This is better.
Espresso.
Yeah, what kind of espresso shots do we got?
We want the decaf.
decaf.
Wait, do they have decaf espresso shot?
Yeah,
doesn't that defeat the entire purpose of an espresso?
But that makes it more bitter.
That's like, all right, we're gonna have starch and carb free mashed potatoes.
Yeah, exactly. but literally, if we add that, you're just paying more to make it taste worse because it's
good,
and it'll probably double the shitting power.
Can we do 2/3 decaf espresso roast?
So they get a little bit,
just a tiny bit.
Yeah.
Okay. Like a
and then
small
we go like this. 11.
Yes. Wait, should we do 10 shots just to see?
I don't know if they would do. There's probably like a legal disclaimer against giving someone 10 shots of espresso.
Well, like the website lets you do it.
If it's decaf, do you think that's still the case? Actually, I don't know, because 7-Eleven, they used to give away fucking espresso shots for free. Like, you could just go in and get it a free espresso shot.
If we do six, then it's only equivalent to 2 real espresso shots, but then you just get 4, like... So you get, like, 2 of the caffeine, but 6 of the disgusting flavor.
Let's do that. Yeah.
Cup options. Is there, like, a bowl?
Fucking Trente or whatever it's called, the big, big one.
Trend. What are the cup options? None.
None cups.
No cups.
Just throw it at
bro
them.
Just, bro just makes it on the counter.
Yeah. There's a bunch of liquid everywhere. It's spilling.
That's what they asked for.
He's like mashing it like he's at a Cold Stone, but it's just liquid.
How much does this thing cost?
Yeah,
if we add this, what is this gonna say?
It's only $15.
Really?
It's there only $15.
All right, there you go. That's a challenge to you, listeners. Dude, for only $15, you can have this beautiful Beat Boys special.
Yeah, put all the fucking everything on the side. James, give us a recap.
The majority of the money is from the espresso shots.
Yeah.
All right. It's a venti 20-ounce feature decaf roast, decaf Pike Place roast, black coffee.
Yeah,
with black. 2/3 decaf espresso roast, times 6. Extra room in the cup. Light splash of coconut milk. Line the cup with caramel sauce. 4 pumps of white chocolate mint sauce. Chocolate mint cookie sprinkles.
Well, it just goes straight into the liquid.
1 pump macadamia syrup. 1 packet of honey. A venti
on
cup.
The side.
Yeah, on the
6
side.
Pumps of chai tea.
I forgot about that.
And six pumps of peppermint syrup, extra cinnamon.
I forgot about the cinnamon.
Also, you'll get 100 stars for this order, so.
Oops. Yeah, exactly. You can try that with
really?
The Nintendo eShop.
You get 100 stars from that? Dude, that's a free coffee.
Is it really?
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, so we'll pay for this coffee and you'll get a free coffee out of it
and
if
you're get
in
a free
the rewards
coffee.
Program.
Yeah, so technically 2 free coffees.
You're getting 2 free coffees, You get a palate cleanser one after this one. Yeah. But you have to drink this one, at least some of it.
Yeah, at least I'd say like half of it. Film yourself again. Join the Discord. Link in the description. Join the Discord. Then fucking...
Put a camera in your lamp.
Yeah, camera in your lamp. Buy this.
DM us all pictures of yourself.
Tell us
in your bed. And
tell
then,
us you're buying this so that no one else does.
Yeah. Good point.
We're only doing
tell
the
us through Discord that you're down
back.
To
or,
do this. Yeah.
If you or just race to do this immediately so you don't miss out on the bounty.
That's true.
We should call this a fucking bounty. Because this is kind of like a bounty. Yeah.
Yeah, this is a bounty. Yeah. We're
if you drink
alive.
The whole thing, we'll give you 20 instead of just reimbursing. You'll get make
we'll
an
double
extra
it. We'll
bucks.
Give you 30. We'll double it.
We'll double it and give it to the 25. Person.
Yeah. All right. 25.
Final offer.
Yeah.
Final
so you,
offer
you get,
25.
You get 25. You get a free shitty coffee, a free good coffee,
bucks?
And $5.
Yeah. And
$10. So, I mean. That's a good steal.
That's a good deal.
That's gas there and back. You're gold.
Exactly.
Also, if anyone has any like goofy places near them or ideas for places that we could do, you're also allowed to submit your own bounties, and we'll like. So this is for anybody to like bring into the sheriff's office. But you can also tell us in our Discord, like, hey, do this place for me and make me the most disgusting thing at, like, my local Blaze Pizza. And then you can set a bounty on yourself, and then we'll fulfill it, and then we'll still reimburse you. And
those stipulations is make sure the website actually lets you do this, because a lot of the websites don't. And on top of that, make sure there's actually, like, the potential for hilarity.
For it to be disgusting,
Keep that in mind.
Keep it in mind that we want you to suffer. I mean, that's kind of the point of it.
We want to see you cry.
We're paying you to suffer and be part of the show. So.
Film it.
Yeah. And actually, that's another bonus. You get to be featured in episodes. So
you're forever cemented in episodes of Beef Boys.
In the beef lore.
And we name the item after you. So I feel like in the next set, what we should do is we should have like a Hall of Fame with a picture of the drink and like the name of them.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Branded
like,
in
like,
it.
We can
like
make
how
like
a fast food places have like, well, not fast food places, but how places with like meal challenges. Like
this is it on the screen. Look at it,
memorize it.
Can I show you guys a funny video?
I
saw this on YouTube Shorts recently. It's got a million likes, so not one of my classic like
not
deep 30 like stinkers.
But there was something really funny in this that I noticed like 30 seconds into watching it, and it just like blew my mind that we're like, I don't know. So we're just going to watch and I'll see if you guys notice anything strange.
Okay.
Recording noticed this author was looking really sad in a Kroger supermarket. The author had finally published his debut novel, but they noticed he wasn't really getting any attention.
It's hard selling books.
So to cheer him up, they bought two copies and asked him to sign them. He got really happy when they asked for a signature.
Oh, okay. I won't say no.
But what happened next is incredible. People saw this book.
So we've already passed the funny moment. The rest of it is just a normal... So... I like watched it and then realized there was a point there where it zoomed in on the author and it said, it's hard selling books. And like, I didn't put two and two together that it like someone could be so fucking brain dead, but
it sounded different, right?
That is just, he punched in on the guy's face talking and then to the best of his ability, like got the lips to like get close, I guess. But the guy just like dubbed it and went and said, it's hard selling books. and I rewatched it and I was just like, what in the world?
The ADR him.
All right. It's like
people
the first 10 seconds.
Noticed this author was looking really sad in a Kroger supermarket. The author had finally published his debut novel, but they noticed he wasn't really getting any attention.
It's hard selling books.
So to cheer him up, he
what the fuck is that?
It's hard selling books.
It's really hard selling books.
Also, this guy's name's Sean Dubs. Like, does that mean either he's talking about Dubs as in W, or does this guy like redub shit on purpose?
He redubs shit.
Maybe he redubs shit, but like this was very much not a read. This was just classic like. Like appeal serious, to emotion like, TikTok with shitty like fucking copyright free music and
yeah.
shit.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
That's weird. Just,
it's not like egregious, it's just like so strange to like not be able to just narrate it to an extent where you can like I don't know.
You have to make it kind of goofy.
That was also part of it though, like they were like, oh, this will fool the idiots who will just go and buy this book, which is like shout out, this author does seem like a cool guy, so
well yeah he ended, it ended up going authors. Viral and he's sold like a billion books and they're so good or something.
That's so cute. But do you reckon that
epic
bad dubbing
good
was
job,
done on purpose?
Internet, we freaking did it.
We did it.
Do your thing, Twitter.
No, I don't think it was like, let's purposely misspell something and get like engagement or whatever. Like, I dead ass just think this guy just wakes up every day and is like, what's a sad story I could tell today? And put up this music.
Old guy.
It's like,
old
oh,
guy
it's not sad enough. Like
books.
His editor sends it back to him and he's like, oh, it's not sad enough. Let me just do some dubs and I'll send it back to you. Just drop it in it like at like 11 seconds.
It's hard selling books.
The editor's like, all right, can you sound a little bit more? I think it'll really sell the fucking like, fuck you. This guy's a 60-year-old trying to achieve his dreams or some shit, and you would like attribute him to being like an Eeyore fucking character, like a pathetic, fat, stupid loser. And it's like, use his own words. Yeah, like you're a fucking 20-year-old making bullshit TikToks, fucking like dubbing over people to appeal to emotion. Like, you're fuck you. That's your voice. Do that voice when you're talking about yourself.
Yeah, it's hard making YouTube shorts.
This I just wanted to share with you guys for a quick laugh, a little 6-second laugh.
My boy is—he's ready to die.
He's got the Homer Simpson like beard complexion, like 5 o'clock shadow complexion, yeah. Where like his round his mouth and the rest of his skin is like a notably different color.
Well, I know that his hair is tattooed. I wonder if his face is too, like his beard.
Jesus, that's grim.
What?
Yeah, his hair is a tattoo. I swear to God.
What?
His hair, his entire like.
Oh, hell yeah.
He has like a fade or whatever, and it's a tattoo because he went like completely like The Rock bald.
Yeah.
Like shiny bald. So his hair is a tattoo, yeah.
That's going to be the most boring tattoo job to do.
Just hair.
Like, yeah. Dots.
Can you give me a Lego piece?
Sucks.
Yeah, it's crazy. But yeah. imagine you see, because like really short hair has such a specific rough like sandpaper texture.
Yeah.
Imagine like you're hooking up with this dude with like the nicest fade you've ever seen or some shit, and you're fucking and you go to like grab his fucking face or something, and your hands just like skin. Slip off his dome.
Just makes like the basketball shoes squeak sound. It's like.
Yeah. You expect to get like a nice grip of like a tennis ball, like your hands are really gonna dig into that stubble, and then it's just like, squeak.
Wait a second. It's but, a JPEG.
Yeah, I mean, this is just.
Dude, his hair do be a fucking PNG.
He got Roblox hair.
Yeah.
I said Roblox. You got Roblox hair.
You got Roblox.
That's a good name for a YouTube channel.
Yeah.
Roblox.
Doblox.
But yeah, so FoosyTube is like on some mental breakdown there right now or something. He got like, he was having some, just as backstory, he's having some big rise on Twitch. He was doing like 24/7 streaming and making a bunch of money and shit. And he was like, you know, I'm back and I'm off drugs and I'm lit now. But like, and he kind of like, he seemed normal and then he got famous again and then it like blew up his brain. And then he apparently got a sex trafficking victim drunk at an airport and took them in the bathroom and like had sex with them, and then he got a bunch of hate and it like broke his brain and he like fully went like manic mode. So and then this was normal guy shit. Like I think he like streamed again like the next day and was just like completely like altered and insane. And then this was him.
Yeah, this is me when I'm not going insane.
I'm in a car right now. I'm doing 90 on the freeway. Hey, Slim, I drank a fifth of vodka. You pay me to drive?
Eminem. He legitimately kind of freaks me out.
It's Eminem. He's doing it. Eminem.
He's doing Eminem face.
he's fucking yelling like he's like doing it live.
He's scary.
Like out of fucking.
Oh, God.
Dude, Fousey genuinely terrifies me. Like,
no, yeah.
Like, I just feel like
he looks like a demon.
He does.
The fucking car smears in the background because he actually is going fucking 100
in
the
freeway. Can you imagine? There's just like streaks of blood under his tires. He's just like.
You just hear like him hitting children. What?
Dude,
I barely know the Fousey drama except for like him taking his shirt off and DMing Drake. But like, where did he? Like, what does anyone know this guy? What did he get started with?
He was like,
he's Eminem like the godfather of YouTube pranks.
Yeah,
he was sure.
He's had over ten YouTube channels that have got like a million subs, and then he goes like manic and deletes them, and then like start. He's been around for like 9 or 10 years in some capacity.
Yeah, it was like pranks and then vlogs and then fucking like fitness,
like inspirational
shit.
Fitness, yeah, inspirational. And then boxing, and now he's just now he's
sexual
just a streamer.
Assault.
Yeah, now he's a fucking sex traffic victim fucker.
Taking his shirt off, for some reason when there's like 100 people around.
He got like canceled like 2 years ago because he started doing like TikTok shit, and then like. There was, like, some TikTok reality show where they all went in a house, and it was, like, him and, like, 8 20-year-olds, and he's, like, you know, like, 35 or something. And, like, they were doing some, like, confessional, like, Jersey Shore confessional shit, and they were all like kind of making fun of him, and then he came in and like started like pushing girls over and shit and like trying to fight people.
And then some TikToker that.
Like one punch slept him and he like hit his head on a wall and had to be like taken away.
And that's why he's doing this now.
Yeah, yeah, now he's doing this.
Fucking cracked his egg skull.
Yeah, you get punched hard enough, you start singing Eminem in your car. Yeah. Thinking like this. Yeah.
What did he say the N-word the other day as well? Was it him?
His phone goes into the air.
I never use that fucking word. He's like, he's fucking pitching his wiener. And I always change it out for brother. He's like pinching his wiener like a mad kid.
I always change it out for brother, I promise. I don't say the N-word.
You can tell he's, you can literally tell right here. He's looking at the lyrics and then looks up and get, he has like two bars in his head now and just goes and immediately flubs.
Yeah.
Like, you can tell he starts reading while looking at his phone, and that, like, that's totally, I'm reading the lyrics, and then, so he's even reading the lyrics, knows it's coming, and just accidentally hits it. I feel like he does shit like that for the attention. I swear to God, that's not an accident.
I wouldn't be surprised.
I wouldn't be surprised either.
Money.
Yeah.
A lot.
It also wasn't even, like, that obvious he said it. Like, when I listen to the audio quality's kind of shit, so, like, it just, all I can hear is, like, the music being
played. The song itself.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like he probably plausible deniability to be like, no, that was this, you heard the song.
What if the girl that went up on stage with Kendrick did that?
Fuck!
Just starts punching the floor.
Starts pinching her vagina out of anger.
Out of anger and slamming the...
His phone turned into a fucking rocket ship, bro.
It's so funny.
Yeah. That shit's outy.
He's clearly just arrived at a hotel too. Can you imagine that? Like, you just let this guy into your hotel and you just start hearing him screaming.
Like,
I never say that word.
Wait, watch him fucking pinch his wiener and like invert backwards. It's really funny. I never use that fucking word. I listen to rap songs
every day on this subathon, and I always change it out for brother. A lot of people are not upset with food.
For
shut
brother,
up,
shut
no
the fuck.
I always change it out
for
brother.
A lot of people are not upset with Fousey Tube.
Hey everyone, this is your daily dose of internet.
Hey everybody, this is your daily
dose. Dude, I saw him getting mad the other day. I swear I saw a tweet of daily dose of internet going viral of him getting mad at like people stealing his content or something. I swear to
yeah,
God.
Yeah, I know what you're talking
it
about.
It made me laugh
like
so much.
Yeah.
Wait, don't please. Could you give us daily dose of internet whispering in his girlfriend's ear saying it's time for your daily dose of penis?
Hey hun, it's time for your daily dose of penis. That I stole from someone else, and it's just like someone else's cock.
Stole someone else's Frankenstein cock.
Time for your daily dose of penis.
This is a big black wiener. Oh yeah, I don't even know how the fuck I found this Twitter account,
boss man.
But I want you guys to watch these videos and tell me who the fuck this is for. But here's the thing: it won't be funny unless you watch a few of them, if that makes sense.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Let's watch this first one from Team Boss Man. Team Boss Man is entertaining those inside and outside of the construction industry. Watches we give away money to hard workers.
Yeah, this
okay,
is comedy.
So pretty broad. Yeah, it's for everybody, really.
Yeah.
It's a very broad
I love
topic
humor.
To cover.
Yeah,
hey, it's so bad. Your DoorDash isn't here? Is this Australian?
Yeah, it's here. No, I think he's trying to do like a Boston accent.
Yeah, that's what he's doing.
Looks like it's all there. Go ahead and tip
them
20%.
That's the punchline. That was the punchline.
Go ahead
classic.
And tip them 20%.
Classic construction joke.
And then he'll stick his tongue out the end.
Yeah, so apparently that tongue thing is like, that's his catchphrase. So now
Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
Yo, it's like me and James' favorite YouTube shorts master, Luke Davidson or whatever that guy's name was. He always had that like face he did.
Oh, that's
anybody
really
who does
familiar.
Everybody who does short content like this has to have like some stupid physical
some
bit
face they do at the end of like
yeah,
like a signature.
It's weird how well it works because me and James were blown away because all of the comments under are like, I freaking love when he does his classic face.
His classic face.
Well, I want to see another of this guy's classic faces.
Yeah, let's see if he hits it again.
Hey, man.
Hey, Bob. Hey, Bob.
Calling to let you know I got your car washed. Yeah. Did you say you wanted the Supreme treatment?
The way it just ends.
Boss man.
Just dribbles out.
Yeah.
These are brilliant.
You gotta watch a couple more. It's just, it's like, you really get what he's all about.
I think I figured out what he's all about.
I'm a ghost. I see you. Do you hear the voice?
Oh, that was a big tongue flick right there.
That was a big tongue. What is this?
Team Boss.
With the fucking, bootleg X-Files in the left ear.
Yeah.
Weird thing to, there's so much going on, but like, I've never seen glasses that shape or that large.
That is true. Those are straight up like, that's like a straight up windshield on his face.
Hang on, I'm checking out teambossman.com.
Fucking enormous. Yeah. Those glasses are enormous.
He's got a big thing. When you work in the construction industry, you're looking at big things all the time, so you need big glasses.
Big glasses, look at big things.
Also, is this a green screen or something? Like, what is this?
Yeah,
this cutaway.
That too.
Yeah, I have no idea. Like, some of these things, he like puts himself in these situations, and I can't tell if he's actually...
Well, I mean, if
worker.
You go back to the start of this one, like, he's just mimicking it because the guy whose hand the video is actually from is tattoos.
Oh, I see.
Because they look, when it suddenly...
Oh, you're right. Yeah, you're absolutely right. What the fuck?
I love these. These are great.
Yeah, how's he doing?
The music. America's funniest on videos.
Bro, the fucking boing sound effect came like 4 seconds boing. After he flew out of the fucking thing. <Dude. laughs> What the boing. Fuck?
Now, he is in quite a predicament.
He's not dead.
Classic team boss, man.
Not this guy specifically, but like the videos that he splices, it is the sort of stuff my dad watches on YouTube.
I was gonna say, yeah, it does have that vibe. Yeah,
we should check out teambossman.com. There's some interesting stuff here.
Oh, is there?
Read the first line of the "What's this all about?" I really like it.
Well, oh, no. Jerky, let me tell it to you straight. We want to put smiles on faces and put money in pockets of people in the construction realm.
Oh my god!
And the my favorite Dungeons and Dragons realm, the construction
realm,
next to the infernal plane
and the shadow realm.
In a roundabout way. He's funny and I love him, and he's not doing anybody no harm. So shout out, boss man.
Yeah, I'm also on team boss man's side. I was 50-50 way when Andrew said go on his website that you'd go on it, and he'd be like,
"Yeah, be like,
we need to gas
why
gay
women
people.
Shouldn't touch the hand with hammers."
Yeah. It was 50-50, was a hard
but he went down the wholesome route, and for that,
yeah. Shout out
boss man.
Yeah, let's take a look at his dates. What are his tour dates?
Let's keep politics out of boss man.
Yo, someone,
they're making my boss man woke.
Someone tell us where you work, and we'll submit your job site to fucking boss man.
Yeah, if we have any construction workers with funny videos, we'll submit you to boss man.
Yeah, and instead of us paying you for like whatever you order or whatever, if he gives you money, you have to give us like a 20% cut.
Yeah,
because he's all about giving money in the construction.
It's
realm.
Just a manager's cut.
I want to end it on a wholesome thing I found today.
We need some wholesomeness. Wholesome
100. Team boss man was like was getting us into it, and now we're just going full fucking. Awesome doggo, wholesome.
We're going to
awesome
the cornfields.
Yeah, epic.
It's not even like wholesome or anything, but it's just like I watched this today and I was just like, man, guys being dudes. So
that just looks like gore. It's like a child
well,
getting his head squished.
Because I was like, terrified watching this.
Yeah, that's like in GTA San Andreas, you can run people over with the and they fucking
come out the side, yeah.
Yeah.
So I thought this was gonna be like bullshit or some like shitty dad joke that like hard cuts or something, but it's just watch it.
Y'all ever wonder?
wonder what it feel like to get run over by a damn old combine?
I've never wondered that.
At this point, I was terrified.
What the fuck?
And you can see his hand, like, he's still there.
Yeah.
And he just starts screaming at the end. Of-
Damn!
I was just like, you know, terrifying. Guys being dudes, man.
How the fuck
guys
did
being
he-
dudes.
I don't know. I'm like blown away. I don't know how that happened.
I don't know how that happened, but this dude rocks.
It's sword.
But yeah, exactly. Like as it was happening, I was like, "What the fuck is going on?" But then he finished and he went, yeah. "Damn!" And I went, "I mean, isn't that what we all just wanted a
That's
couple
what we
dams
all
want to
be doing?
There.
Yeah, we all want to see
be
some,
doing that.
We all want to see
the
some
only
marbles
thing I can
and yell
think
damn.
Of is yeah. He just they were like they've been underneath the combine working on it enough that he's like, "I'll bet you." I know exactly how that went down. He looked at one and he's like, "I bet you if I laid down, it'd go right over me." And they went, Let's try it. Okay. Just went right over him and he went,
damn!
Woo!
Not even fearing for his life. Chill, yeah, shut up.
Because at the end he starts
screaming.
You
guys ever been in a combine?
No, I don't even know what that is.
It's yeah, I know what they are, but I don't think I've ever seen one in real life.
It's just a massive machine for mass collecting corn, wheat, or anything like that, and it dumps all of it into a truck normally that goes by it.
Oh,
they're pretty. It's like being in a spaceship. I'm not gonna.
So
thing,
why didn't
like,
he get picked up like corn?
Out. Yeah, well, how come he didn't come out in a big cube?
I think it's mostly designed around plants that you know you have like a pretty long stalk, and then the top of it is what you're after. So the
how
way
you know
it,
this guy doesn't have
it,
stalks.
Yeah,
no. That's yeah, what I, that's Andrew. What I'm saying though. He does.
So if
have
he had a boner,
and,
would it have like ripped it, and then only his little mushroom head would pop
yeah,
off,
and then he gets up like, damn.
His 12-inch penis was sticking up in the air. It would have taken
massive
it
cock.
Yeah. But it just like skins the rod like it would like to get the fruit off like a.
Yeah,
so it just gets
pops,
all the meat and the big mushroom and then
off.
It's just yeah, it's just like a red rocket with no head like a fucking.
Oh my god!
Gets up with just a bloody tube and he's like
his cock gets degloved. I like how this is wholesome and now we're talking about his penis getting fucking
yeah, sorry.
Degloved.
Yo, sorry,
that's how
sorry,
that's how
boys
works. That's how mafia works.
That's how mafia
that is
works.
How mafia works.
That's how degloving your cock works.
Incredible! Nobody can catch you! You're the real Rage Racer!